Hi, welcome everyone to Life Design with Linda Sachs. Today I'm continuing with my trailblazing tutorials. The last two shows I covered both the definition of a true trailblazer and then continued on with how to begin thinking and acting like a trailblazer. So today I'm going to talk about renegade leadership. So everybody, if you can, get out your pen and pencil and paper, or just pull out either your iPhone, your iPad, or your laptop, and let's get started. I'd like to open up the phone lines today, actually, for anyone with any questions, once again, or for anyone that would like to call in. For all of you daring renegades who do that, I will be gifting you a free 30-minute session and even possibly some mentorship along your renegade action and participation path. So, like I said, let's get started. So let's think renegade today. So you're a visionary, right? You've been told this over and over again, but most probably you've either ignored it or you've done nothing to move yourself forward into the role of leadership. You most likely are confident, you're positive, and you're a highly influential leader who, when involved in your passion, are so hyper-focused, almost to the point of uber-focused, and you prefer to do things in a hands-on manner rather than just sit at the end of a boardroom table, right? Well, you're on the path of renegade. You know that people are really the key to your success, and you have great and outlandish ideas, such creative ones that flow constantly through your head. So now what? What do you do? Up until this point, you haven't really probably done anything with your ideas. Well, first off, fear may be a huge big blocker for you. Fear of either success, failure, and or change are most often the three most present fears that people come across and are faced and forced to deal with. If you have a passion or a cause, have you talked to anyone about it? Have you journaled about it? Have you written or put any of your thoughts down on paper? This may just need to be your first step. So let's start now with a few tips and tools, as I said. Consider this like a little bit of a tutorial, really a beginner tutorial. I don't want to get too intense. Renegade leadership is where our world is heading. It's the future of the leaders that will be the most influential. So I'm going to try and ease all of you kind of into this whole concept of renegade. For any of you that really feel that you're full force and you're comfortable with it, please do email me at Linda, L-Y-N-D-A, at lindasachs.com. LyndaSachks.com. You can find me also on Facebook, Linda Sachs, LyndaSachks. Please, renegade leadership is up and coming. It's thrilling. It's very exciting. And honestly, if you've been afraid of a lot of things in your life, this is the one thing that should really shift and turn you around. No fears. So let's get going. All right. First of all, first step. Okay, pen and paper, iPhone, your iPad, whatever you've got in front of you. Don't trust your mind and your memory. You may walk away with one tip from this half an hour show, which I will give you at the end that you can leave with, but there's a lot of other good stuff coming up. So please do, if you can, jot any of this stuff down. First step, we all know that our thoughts are really powerful, yet they are only thoughts until they really become action, right? Okay. So, as silly as this may sound, I want you all to start by just journaling. Get yourself a really great-looking pen and a notebook, something pretty, whatever works for you, okay? Keep it at your bedside, and even if you're serious about seeing your vision become alive or just so passionate and you have this idea that you think others may belittle or even ignore, just start writing, okay? You don't have to worry that anybody's judging you or has any expectations on you. This is a twofold exercise. One, you're going to begin to set your intentions energetically, and higher powers will be receiving both your intentions and your vibrations as you start to pick up your pen or pencil and start to write. So in a quantum way, we all kind of hear about quantum physics and matrix and energetics and all these new words that are coming up, you know, right now these days, but have always been around. Things are going to start shifting once you start to put your pen to paper. Try to take 15 minutes just before you're falling asleep and or 15 minutes just upon when you first wake up. Do not siphon or correct any of the words or anything that you've written. Please, this is critical and essential. that you just put your true feelings or your thoughts, that they begin to leave your molecular and cellular body and they begin to hit the face of the real world. So let me recap on tip number one. Yes, although you may not like this whole idea, everyone out there, if you're into leadership, you've got this great idea, you want to be a renegade, this is how the renegades do it. Begin to journal. And please, take this seriously, as your intentions really are going to miraculously set the wheels in motion. If you're not sure exactly what your cause or your passion may be, that's perfectly okay too. And it's really quite acceptable. Just begin to write. Think about something that you love, something that you adore. Don't judge yourself and just write. If you need to put signs up, okay, around, if you live alone, if you're not embarrassed, I've done this myself. My daughters come to visit me and they literally look around my house and go, wow, Mom, your house is like a Post-it house. Take your Post-it notes and just put on them. Put your name. Linda, just write. Linda, put your pen to paper. Write. Linda, don't forget to write. Leave yourself all kinds of visible messages on your bathroom mirror, on your refrigerator, your front door, on your post of your bed, your four-poster bed, wherever you can, on your bedroom door, on your laundry room, please. You need to start getting your thoughts and putting yourself out there. Nothing's going to come to fruition if you're just sitting on it or dreaming about it. We know action speaks louder than dreams. Okay? All right, on to tip number two. Everyone, get your pen and paper again. Do seriously think about finding yourself a mentor. And yes, when I say mentor, I mean mentor. Is there someone that you admire, someone that you trust, someone who you would like or dream to even be like but think that could never be you? Great. Well, now's your time. You just need to find the courage, muster up all that courage that you've got, and go out and approach that individual. First, find them, of course. They will be out there, I can promise you. But please, once again, do be honest, okay? Contact that person. Send them an email if you're shy. You don't have to pick up the telephone. Follow them for a while. Learn a little bit about them. And then send them something. Compliment them. Tell them that you love what they're involved in. You admire them. You love the work that they're doing. You'd love to talk with them. Ask them some questions. Almost like an informational interview, okay? Begin to think about all the things that you'd like to know about what that person is doing and about how they do it, okay? And don't be shy. Just see that how you will just see how people will just love to share when they're complimented and approached. Mentorship is a really huge thing. It can catapult you into success. It's an incredible concept that I've come up with for renegades who really want to lead but have no roadmap. As we all know, a lot all about renegades. Roadmaps are just starting to come up now because the renegades are getting out there, and the ones that are documenting are paving the way for everyone else. But a renegade is like a trailblazer. They're synonymous words, and they both mean pretty much the same thing. You may pretty much be paving or a path or a trail or blazing that trail that no one else has blazed before you. And maybe you have some role models of some people that have come pretty close, but it's all kind of disjoint, and you're looking at it all, and you're thinking, oh, my God, and you're overwhelmed. Where do you start? Well, getting it out on paper, like I said, recap, first tip. Second tip, go out and search for that mentor. Ask for that mentor. We are in a new world right now. We're in the Aquarian age. You know, the monetization, capitalism, Wall Street, whatever, is really pretty much a thing of the past. And we're entering into this new spiritual age. And in the spiritual age, I can promise you all, I've done a lot of research and studied all about this. It's really not going away too soon. So wake up, get out of your complacency, accept the fact that it's here, and start taking your first baby step even. That first baby step, the universe will meet you and give you your second step. So don't be shy. Just get out there. All right, so tip number two was try to find yourself a mentor. You'd be surprised at how many both successful and extremely busy people will stop so dead in their tracks to help you, even when they know you're just starting out and you're just learning. If you're really daring and bold, you may even ask them if you could shadow them for free. Follow them around for a little bit. That would just be incredible. That would be great for their ego, and you could just pick up and learn so much. And you also never know who you're going to meet, okay? So then again, recap number one, tip number one, and tip number two, start to journal. Just write. Take it seriously. Find yourself a mentor. Okay, next. Being a renegade isn't always, or most often, is not easy or conventional. We all know this. As I said previously, there are no roadmaps out there for those people who blaze trails, since most often than not, the trails that are being paved and blazed may be yours, and they're being done for the very first time. Journaling your own journey, okay, which is something different than what I talked about in tip number one. Tip number one was just, you know, if you're just at the starting gate and you're thinking about, oh, my God, what is it that I'd love to do, but I know I really want to do something incredible, well, chances are if you're having that desire, there are all those qualities that are there within you, and you owe to yourself and to all the other people in this world that are depending on you to shift and change our world, make it a better place, for you to start thinking about those things that you could be doing. They might be so close at the tip of your conscious or unconscious. They may be right there at the tip of your tongue, okay? This journaling your own journey would be a great ingenious tip that I would also add. Begin to think so intensely and seriously out of the box. Think about doing something totally that you've never done before that will most definitely earn you your wings, of course, as a trailblazer and a true renegade leader. When I say journaling, you can be blogging. You can be vlogging, all right? All your travels, your emotions, your fears. Don't be shy. The more vulnerable, the more raw and real that you can get, the more you're going to not only gain attention from other people. Right now, you're going to be seen as courageous, and you're going to really be seen as a relentless, true, caring leader. The leaders that are going to be, as I continue to say, and I'm doing this purposely, repeating it over and over and over again, is you will be leading others. And others right now in this world really desperately need to be led. People are going through their individual shifts, and the global shifts are huge and intense. And people are walking around, many people, in such a fog. Many of them are trying to pretend like they're really cool, calm, and collected. But the real, you know, energetically charged up people know that they're not. So the veils are coming down, the veils are falling off. So now you're in a position where you can start beginning to feel what it might be like to be somewhat of a renegade, okay? You might be in your car. You might be walking down the street. You might have a small little tape recorder. Take your first baby step. If you're daring and you want to put out a few of, YouTube videos, oh, my goodness, please go out there and just please do it. Just do it. And people that are on your energetic path will find you. You may need to have some patience, but they will find you, and you will start to connect to your like people. That's really all about what this whole big cause is all about. Start talking to strangers. Start up small conversations in an elevator, in the food store, walking your dog. People are all out there right now really feeling like they're in such a funk. And trust me, I walk my dog in L.A., and this is a town where you wouldn't think a lot of people stop and talk to you, but I made a lot of interesting acquaintances and friends just even out on my street, just with my puppy. So don't take anything for granted. Step out of your comfortable box or your little safe little den. Get out from under your covers and start asking and sharing. Miracles will begin to happen as you start to do this. Okay. So let's move forward now to tip number three. Google, 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 and Google some more. Read and learn about all those other people that have come before you. Try to find successful people who have tried or done or taken something different and taken something new to a new level. You know, these people are renegade leaders and trailblazers. They might not have been called that in previous years. That's what we're really calling them now, but that's okay. Go out, as Tony Robbins would say, learn about these people, study them, learn about every single thing that they do. Follow them at best that you can. What better way to learn about becoming successful than about learning through other successful people that have done this before you? They might not have blazed a trail, but they might have started a new project, a new cause, a foundation, anything. Think outside of your conventional head, your conventional life. I hope you're listening to this show today because, you know, you're contemplating renegade leadership. And if you are, then these attributes are probably already somehow within you and a part of you, and they're just waiting to jump right out. So just get yourself started. Once again, okay, tip number three, Google, Google, Google. Study these people intensively. I hear Tony Robbins say all the time, over and over and over again, he had no college degree, no education. He was not, you know, formally educated. He had multiple family problems. He literally put all that to the side, and with all the gusto and everything and courage that he had within him, he just picked up insatiably every single success story, every spiritual leader that he could find. He walked into bookstores. He sat on the floor. Aside from Google, you like bookstores, get out there. Go to Barnes & Nobles. Go to Chapters, wherever. Take a few hours. You know, let your finger kind of scan. Pick something up off a shelf, and it's going to, you know, may fall right out in front of your feet. Well, that's happened to me a lot of times. So I'm really trying to get all of you out there to think outside the box. Put that on a post-it. Put that somewhere in your house, okay? That's tip number three. Learn from the masters. Tip number four, get involved. Get out there. Meet people. Meet like-minded people. This is really important. If your passion is health and wellness, and that's, you know, where you feel that you're going, go to health food stores. Go to bookstores, you know, find, look through your local paper and see where you can find that there are maybe some cooking classes or some conferences or anything that is interest connected to your passion or your cause or just something that you love. Put yourself out there. Take the first step. Just get on the bus, get in your car and go. Say hello to one person. Talk to people and just make friends. Without too much stress or pressure, just put your energy out there, well-intended, hoping to have a good time, to have fun, to just enjoy yourself, you know, feel some joy. The universe is out there. They're feeling your energy, and if you are, you know, a renegade or a trailblazer or a disciple, whatever, you will be swept up, I can promise. They're just waiting for you to take some action. So just go out and do that and watch the miracles that start to happen, okay? Energy exchanges are just miraculous, and they happen every day, every minute of every day. All right, so with the future intention of even meeting, let's say, one person, two people, or three people at best, get out there and meet people. So that's tip number three. Now, tip number four is a little more advanced, but I want you to kind of get the big picture of what the renegade leadership kind of style, which is not the old world style that we've all kind of studied and read in all the old books, is a mastermind group. Now, you might ask me, what is a mastermind group? Well, it is a few like-minded people that are literally coming together. Of course, you need to be like-minded, obviously, or on the same path. So you're going to need to be meeting and finding each other in your like-minded places. Keep this all in perspective here, okay? And one step at a time, as I said. People that will share your passions and your interests. You'll be surprised and shocked at the intensity and speed that you'll begin to catapult once you are in a like-minded situation. Back to what a mastermind group is. Well, it is a group of a few people. I mean, it could be, at best, if you find two or three, don't not start a group because you want eight or ten. Set your intention, six people, seven people, eight people. You meet once a month. You exchange emails, telephone numbers. And you're constantly there for each other. You support each other. You ask for help. You share contact information. You give each other ideas. It's all about getting out of your house, getting out about your little zone wherever you are, even if you're in a day job. You know, you don't have to be in that day job forever. You need to just begin to take the first steps. The world is not going to change and great things are not going to happen unless there are more renegade leaders out there, and it's my passion. And I'm taking this on as my new passion to be able to really educate and teach people about what it's going to take in this new millennium to get out there and to lead. It's going to be a completely different kind of leader than the leaders that we've had, you know, lead our country in the past. All right, so be a renegade. Just get out there with really great thought and good intentions in your heart and just get out. Meet people, say hi, share a thought, give somebody a telephone number. You know, very often when we give, and this is another tip, give to other people. There is a circular motion of giving and us always getting back. Try not to be giving with only the concept and the thought of receiving, but you will get that circular motion, that reciprocal motion starting to happen. Oh, offer somebody, you know, a telephone number, or I think it would be great if you maybe met this person, or give them a suggestion. Just just give something away. Give something away for free, and you'll see what comes back. All right, so let's take a little bit of a recap from there. You need to journal. You really need to start getting your thoughts. Put post-its all around your house. Don't be shy. Put them up in your car. Leave yourself little notes in your wallet. Be your own best friend. You're going to need a lot of support in this. That's the whole point. Like-minded people are critically essential. Go out and find yourself a mentor. Think about a mastermind group. Go Google. Go out into a bookstore. Get yourself out there. Get yourself out there in the world. And if you're very comfortable staying home, put post-it notes all around your house. Get out there. Linda, get yourself out there. All right, somewhere where you'll see it. All right, so let's keep going here. You really need to know that today's new breed of leaders, who we are calling, or I'm calling, renegade leaders, but it's a new phenomenon of people that are sharing, caring, experiencing spiritually, desperately wanting to lead and move our troubled, lost world forward. Okay? It can be really frustrating and lonely to be a trailblazer at times. You want to think expansively, and you want to be able to focus and take huge strides. But maybe your time and your life commitments may be holding you back. Renegades really, let me speak for a minute about the word renegade and what that means. You know, they're warriors. They're blasting and blazing new trails. So they're really needing to, and I'm going to assume and say for all you listeners today, that's you. So I'm going to use it in that figurative word, you. You need to break through barriers, okay? You need to unleash your realized potential. Don't sit with it any longer and let it just live within your body. It's not doing the world any good or you. And, you know, you need to inspire other people. You need to be so incredibly and passionately committed to whatever your vision is. And you may have that vision, but you've never done anything about it. So as I mentioned way in the very beginning, fear, you know, there may be a lot of things that are really kind of holding you back. Traditional leadership skills may not always apply. Unconventional thoughts and actions will support your vision. Collaboration will be a main ingredient for success. Support from other like-minded people, lots of sharing of ideas, okay, remember that. If you take leadership to heart, desire to be an active leader with a greater vision for yourself and for your world. And if you're willing to accept no excuses, then you can be an active, influential leader who holds the courage to make decisions for the best interests of others. Then your vision will become real. It is not only for you to believe in your vision, but to live it as being a part of who you are each and every day of your life. Trailblazers need to have a roadmap that was never either learned at home or in school. That is what makes the life of renegade leaders a little bit tricky, okay? A renegade needs to really hold their faith and trust that they're being guided and they're being directed, that the seeds of their efforts are being planted. They need a huge amount of patience and tolerance. Patience and tolerance are key. More often than not, a true great idea and our plan will take time to come to fruition. If your idea or your plan has not ever been done before and you do not have a model from which to follow, then patience and self-love is going to be really huge for you. Support will be essential. Time out will be really something that you will really need to do. Take this as a tip right now, okay? Go out there and have pleasure and joy and fun. The universe is really going to be able to filter, you know, all kinds of plans and thoughts and ideas through you when you're open. And if you're all tense and you're so uptight and impatient, well, you're really not in a receptive, open frame of mind and nothing's really entering or coming in. So take your time. Be more loving with yourself. You know, this often really intrigues me. How many people that I know, that I both meet and coach, that are so hard on themselves. They are so collectively looking for signs every day, almost daily. And when they don't see anything or anyone or hear from anything, they become so devastated and depressed, and they get so down on their luck and all of a sudden become so negative. Well, that's not good, because once again, we are in an energetic exchange, and the energy that's being sent out in quantum waves is quantum slowing down our whole process, okay? Toxic, negative people are also not going to be good for you for feeding your dreams. This is really another important tip that kind of gets a little sticky, but it's one that I really do need to bring up because I am passionate about the work that I do. We need to kind of learn to be able to love and care about ourselves enough and guard our plans and our trailblazing ideas like they were our little babies, protect them and understand intuitively that if there are people out there that seem to kind of be toxic or trying to be, you know, destroying our intentions or our dreams, we need to be keeping our distance. So there are going to be people that are going to have positive energy and feed you and support you, and there are going to be people out there that are going to be negative, holding their own reptilian energy, and you need to be very conscious about this. If you're not really sure what this is all about, don't panic. You can always email me and I will explain more of that to you. Or you can really just, if you're a faithful kind of person, ask the universe out there and say, you know what, please, you know, show me who these negative energy people are so that I'll know what to look for. Ask for a lot of the things are that you need along your path. If you are blazing a trail and you are, you know, going to be amazing, well, the universe needs you really badly. So they are going to be doing whatever they can, he, she, whatever they can, to be able to guide you along your way so that you are going to be successful in your renegade plans, okay? So if there was ever really one tip that I would want you listeners to have that would be your takeaway, as I said in the beginning of the show, unfortunately, this is the one. Be very cautious and careful of other people's energies right now as you are beginning to see leadership potential and develop it in yourselves. The people who know you and may even love you the most may they obviously will totally feel your shift and your change, but there may be a lot of people that will be threatened. So try to just be loving, bless them, be aware that they have their own limitations, as we all do, and just follow yourself in this direction that I have guided you from the beginning of the show. This will be in a podcast where you can go back and you can refer back to it and find your like-minded people. You're going to be heading on your renegade path with your like-minded people. Now, I waited until pretty much close to the end to really give you an Acompass definition of renegade leaders as this whole new concept of what I call trailblazer, but I've been reading a lot lately, and renegade leaders seems to be something that really truly resonates with me because of the thought of renegade. And I just want to read to you a lot of what I've learned about renegade leaders, okay, in definition. Renegade leaders are meant to stand out. They are people that are taking a stand. They're making a difference, okay? They are facing unprecedented challenges in our world today. A renegade leader drives results. They instill trust. They allow innovative thinking. They create bonds with people through their credibility as well as through their vulnerability. The attributes of a renegade leader are spelled out, okay, in the world itself. They are leaders who are responsive, they're resilient, and they're willing to take responsibility. They are energized and they're passionate. They hold a high bar for themselves and for others who fall into their path, accepting no excuses, absolutely no excuses. Failing forward is preferred to failing short. Remember this, failing forward is preferred to failing short. Renegade leaders are out there. They're engaged with other people. They understand people's needs, and they influence the direction of the world as our world moves forward. They are growth and achievement oriented. They're quick decision makers when the decisions are so hard to make. Most importantly, their influence expands beyond their four walls. They are externally focused. They care. They truly care about the success of other individuals. They care about their community, and they care about the world in which they live. They truly are a rare breed. Does this, by any chance, sound like you? Do you fit into more than one of just of these few characteristics that I just mentioned? If so, and more importantly so, you will not be content in your conventional job. For good reasons, you are intended for so much more in this world. In the 1 minute that I have left in this show, I hope you really enjoyed today's session on renegade leadership. It's kind of tricky for me. It's a challenge, but I love challenges. I always have to take on 30 minutes and be able to really give you what you need in that 30 minutes. So please do feel free to contact me either on Facebook at Linda Sacks, L-Y-N-D-A-S-A-C-K-S, or email me, Linda, L-Y-N-D-A at lyndasacks.com, lyndasacks.com. I'd love to know more about how you're doing. I'd like nothing more than to know, or to even be your mentor, you know, if any of you are looking for mentorship on your path to leadership. Please do go to my website, lyndasacks, lyndasacks.com. I want to wish everyone an eye-opening week, okay? Begin to look at the world around you with renegade eyes. Thank you all for being here today, and I will see you all next week. All my love.